Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Friday, April 22nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up 4¾ cents at 804, May wheat up 3¾ cents at 1071¾, and May beans up 6 cents at 1754¼. The beans got up to 1757½. Contract high there is 1559¼, so we missed by about 2 cents. And historic highs on the beans are 1794¾, so we're about 40 cents away from that. Grains were strong. Bean oil led the way up here. Bean oil was up about 2.5 points as Malaysia has banned palm oil exports starting next week. So that put a scare into the bean oil market, and it made new historical highs here this morning. We also had some very good export news overnight here. We had 1.35 million metric tons of corn to China, 735 old, 617 new, 281,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, that's 80 old, 191 new, and 144,000 metric tons of beans to Mexico, 48 old and 96 new. So some nice business there, and that scooched the markets up higher. Now offsetting that somewhat is we've got crude oil down $1.87 a barrel. Interest rates look like they're going to be moving considerably higher. The talk is that they're going to raise them. The Fed's going to raise interest rates in the May meeting, half a basis point, and then again another half in June. But there's some people out there touting 0.75 percentage point, and some even talking a full percentage point. So that's put the bonds, right now they're steady. They've been down almost a point here overnight, but they've since come back. But higher interest rates aren't going to help the grains out here, in my opinion. The weather, we've got a lot of storms moving through the Midwest today. Yesterday looked to be a fairly decent day to get a lot of work done, but it's one day. Tomorrow should be 80 degrees and we dry out. Tomorrow should be another good day to get some work done if guys can get into the fields. And then next week, we're on and off again, cold and wet. Highs in the high 40s and around the Chicago, some highs in the 50s, some rains here and there, a little bit scattered. I think some work will be done, but certainly the crop planting report on Monday night should show some improvement, but I think we're going to be behind the five-year averages out here. That's really about it. It kind of looks, you know, to be a higher opening. We rallied the wheat 23-24 cents off its lows last night. Rallied the corn 16 cents off the lows. We rallied the beans 27 cents off the lows. So my guess is we open higher, run it up in the first 10 or 15 minutes, and then we'll see if it's any good. We've had a bad habit of opening higher, moving higher, and then giving it back, and just the opposite, opening lower, moving a little bit lower in the first few minutes, and then rallying. So we'll see what happens out here today. Options expire today, so that may have some impact. They might try to get the corn to expire around $8, beans around $10.50, $17.50, and the wheat, I don't know. I don't think they can get it down to $10.50, but that would be the most logical point. But we'll see what they do with it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.